The president of the Nigerian Institute for Electrical and Electronics Engineering, Engineer Felix Olu, has charged the newly constituted council members of the professional body to take charge of the institute's activities courageously, responsibly, and ever ready as there are challenges ahead. Engineer Olu, in his welcome address at the inaugural meeting and oath-taking ceremony of the Council of the Chartered Institute of Electrical and Electronic Engineering of Nigeria on Friday in Abuja, where 23 members were constituted in accordance with the provision of the CIEEN Act 2022.
The responsibility is enormous and purely professional and not political. The well-being of electrical and electronic engineering in Nigeria within your two-year tenure will reflect directly from your activities. Therefore, there is enormous work to do and challenges to mount. Be courageous, resolute, and ready to face opposition.
Engineer Olu charged them that their appointment as member of the institute is based on professionalism and not political, in line with the provision of the act that established the institute. The newly constituted council members include Engineer Katume Giwa, Engineer Usman Momo, Engineer Dr. Moshood Lanre, Engineer Moses Mole, Engineer Kabilu Salihu, Engineer Usman Haruna, Engineer Dominic Uduata, amongst others from the recognized institutions that constitute the board.
By the provision of the CIEEN Act 2022, there are to be 23 persons derived from 13 bodies and entities to form the Council of the Chartered Institute. This, it is needless to say, that the Council is a high-level, professional, powerful, and broad-based organ that can truly ensure professionalism.
According to the president, the need to fight quackery in the society gave rise to the establishment of the Chartered Institute of Electrical and Electronic Engineering to differentiate between the competent and the quack in the profession through regulations. And in business news, the transmission